Mr. Chapter at Mishnah 6, a masker bias lechaver. If somebody lets a house to his fellow, and they specify like an amount per month, but they don't specify an end date, an end of the lease. But Musa Gashamim, so in the rainy season, he can't evict the guy from the house between Sukkot and Pesach. And the reason, says the Kot, is vacant apartments are not to be found during this period. Yeah. So if you'd send the guy out of his house, you know, he wouldn't be able to find anywhere to live. B'musachama, but in the summer months, shloshim yom, so then he can give him 30 days. 30 days in the summer months, because then obviously there's, you know, can find place to stay, but in the rainy season, not.
And his lease is definitely, say, for a year or so.
Okay, yeah, but this is specifically where it's no end date. Obviously, right, this is an unspecified lease, right. Uberkrachim, and he says in the cities, in the Karti says in the cities, there's always a problem with vacant apartments, because people like to live in the cities. Echad yomusachem, echad yomusagishamim, shneim asachodesh. Whether it's the summer months or the rainy season, either way, you've got to give the guy 12 months notice, because that's how long it's going to take him to find new accommodation. And again, this is all unspecified leases, as Jack pointed out. With shopkeepers, echad aras ve'echad krakim, shnei masachodesh, whether they're in the cities or whether they're in the, you know, the villages, wherever they are, 12 months. You've got to give the guy 12 months to let him find new premises, and so that he can, you know, get himself set up. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel omer chanu shel nachtomim v'shel sabayim. He says shopkeepers of bakeries or of dyers, shloish shanim, 3 years. So you've got to give the guy 3 years. So it brings up here two opinions. Why? One is Rashi that says that these shopkeepers give their customers long-term credit. So you've got to give the guy time to collect all of his credit that he's given his customers. That's Rashi. And then he also brings them here. He says also these kind of shops are much more difficult to set up because you need a building that contain large utensils, you need large quantity of walls of water, you need a fire, etc. It's very hard to find a shop that will meet all these criteria. So you've got to give the guy 3 years to go out and find a new shop.